St. John Damascene, one of the great fathers of the church, he once wrote, "When Mary became the mother of the Creator, she therefore became the queen of all creatures." When Mary became the mother of the Creator, she became the queen of all creatures. For the Jewish people, for the Israelites, the ancient Israelites, the queen was not the woman married to the king, because the king had many wives. The queen was the mother of the king. And so why is Our Lady queen of heaven and earth? Because her son is the universal king who will reign upon the throne of David, his father, forever. Just a couple of days ago, working my way through Archbishop Fulton Sheen's book on Our Lady, I came upon these words. He says, "Let those who think that the church pays too much attention to Mary give heed to the fact that our Lord himself gave 10 times as much of his life to her as he gave to his apostles." Our Lord gave 10 times as much of his life to Mary as he gave to the apostles. He spent 3 years with the apostles. Why? What does sacred scripture say? What does our Lord say? He says the 12 apostles will have 12 thrones in heaven to judge the 12 tribes of Israel. If 3 years with our Lord obtain for them the 12 thrones in heaven, what does 30 years with our Lord that Our Lady had obtained for her? He goes on. He said, "If the mere touch of the hem of his garment could cure a woman suffering with an issue of blood, then the human mind can hardly contemplate what 30 years of residence with the eternal Word of God must have done for Our Lady." Knowing that this feast day was coming, do you know that it falls 8 days after the Assumption? So it's the octave of the Assumption, the queenship of Mary. A number of years ago, I celebrated Mass for the Missionaries of Charity on this day because August 22nd is their patronal feast. It's the day that Mother Teresa founded the Missionaries of Charity. And she wrote a letter to her sisters on this day many years ago. And I close with this. "The mission of the Missionaries of Charity is to satiate the thirst of our Lord on the cross. Our Lord thirsted for love and they want to satiate his love." She said this, "That our society may more easily attain its end, let each sister choose the Immaculate Queen of Heaven for her mother. She must not only love and venerate her, but fly to her with childlike confidence in all her joys and sorrows. With Mary, we make more progress in the love of Jesus in 1 month than we make in years while living with less united to this good mother. On this day, may we renew our pledge to Our Lady that she be the queen of our hearts."